Swap a cop. Laurel Ann needs a man.
Captain, we got a problem down at the clinic. You better come quick.
What is it, Otis? What clinic are you talking about?
The fertility clinic, Captain. Seems as how Laurel Ann Montgomery has barricaded herself inside the clinic, and she's threatening spermicide if she doesn't get a man.
Spermicide? Don't you mean suicide, Otis?
No, no, Captain. She says spermicide. Evidently, she bought herself 6 turkey bases at the Save a Bunch market, and she's threatening to inject herself with all the sperm from the sperm bank unless someone gets her a man.
Oh, man, what next?
Pardon, Captain?
I'll be right down, Otis. That clinic, is it on 4th and Oak or is it 4th and Pine?
It's on 4th and Willow, Captain.
Okay, got it. Give me about 5 minutes.
Okay, Captain, we ain't going nowhere.
Okay, Otis. Give me the hailer.
Laurel Ann, it's Captain Bradford. What's the problem, Laurel Ann?
I'm not coming out until I gets me a man. You know me, Captain, and you know I means what I says.
Oh, be reasonable, Laurel Ann. You can't be doing this, girl. It's just not right.
I ain't got no choice, Captain. No choice at all. You know my first husband died, and the second one, well, he done ran off with that other woman. And then I had that car accident done put me in the hospital for over 6 months. And I'm going plumb crazy because I ain't had a man for over 2 years.
Oh, Lord.
What do you expect us to do, Laurel Ann? We're here to serve and protect, but we ain't running no dating service.
You get me a man, Captain, and you knows I'm going to treat him right.
Jeez. Man, you put me in a difficult position. Okay, suppose I was able to find you a man. How long would you be needing him for?
Well, I mean, I'd like to keep him for about 2 hours or so, Captain. I won't hurt him.
Okay.
Are there any volunteers who want to go in there with Laurel Ann? Really? The Polish ski team?
Okay, Laurel Ann. I guess this is your lucky day. I found 2 of my men who have volunteered for this assignment. Their names are Victor Malinowski, now he's standing here on my left, and Ivan Ofelitsky, who's standing on my right.
Oh, those are 2 big guys, Captain. Oh, yeah. 2 good-looking big guys. They do just fine. Yep, just fine.
Okay, Laurel Ann, now if I send these boys in there, you got 1 hour. Are we clear on that? Oh, and if nothing's broken inside and you come out at the end of the hour, we'll forget this little incident ever happened, okay?
Yes, Captain, yeah. We clear. Now, you just send those boys right on in.
Just when I thought I'd seen it all.
Pardon, Captain?
Nah, nothing noticed. Nothing at all.